Welcome to Stand in the Gap Today with Sam Rohr, Barry Dahl, and David Kistler of the American Pastors Network, addressing the most critical issues impacting our culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. Learn more about the work of the American Pastors Network at AmericanPastorsNetwork.net.
Well, good Wednesday afternoon to each and every one of you, wherever you might be out there in Stand in the Gap territory. Along with Sam Rohr, I'm Gary Dahl, and we are delighted to be with you today. We are sort of a scattered group, as it were. Our dear friend and colleague, Dave Kistler, is over in Israel at the present time. I am in California at the present time. And Sam, I really can't speak for you. I only assume that you are in your right place, but I'm not sure about that. You might want to identify your location, sir.
Well, Gary, I'm glad to report that I'm not only in my right place, but I'm in my right mind. And that's an important thing to do in these days. So, yeah, I'm holding down the base at the home operation, and you are 3 hours one direction, and Dave is probably, 6 hours difference with the Middle East? I'm not sure, but
six or eight.
He's ahead of us. So, yeah, we are scattered, but it's great that we'll be together here on this program for an hour.
So we can literally say that Dave is ahead of you, I am behind you, so you are right on time.
Well, you know, and I'm squarely in the middle, protected both on the right and by the left by you gentlemen, and I am very glad to be there.
You know what happens to those who ride the middle, but anyway. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we have a good program for you today because in the second segment, Jimmy DeYoung will be with us, and of course, he is an authority on so many things, and of course, many of you probably have known him from his days with Word of Life years ago, and then, of course, with Radio Bible Class. He did a lot of their documentary work from the Middle East, and he's just a fellow that knows a little bit about everything, doesn't he?
Well, he is, and, you know, when we get to him later in this program here, you know, I've had the privilege of interviewing Jimmy quite a number of times in the past on other radio programs, and he will do today, I think, something that our listeners will want to stay in touch with and be listening to the program, because, Gary, we're going to be talking about what's happening in Europe. We're going to be talking about the European Union, International Monetary Fund. We're going to talk what's happening today, right now, front page headline, Greece. In Greece not being able to make its payments to the Monetary Fund and maybe thrown out of the European Union. What does that mean? Where are they going to go? Russia? And then you got the whole rise of Russia and what's happening with NATO. I mean, the headlines are, we're on the edge of World War III. I mean, these are big things. And so often, Gary, a lot of the news is interpreted strictly through the eyes of CNN or Fox News or something else. And obviously those two may be different. But there's a distinctive difference when you look at these things from a prophetical perspective and through that filter, because we cannot take the happenings of the world out of that perspective. And Jimmy will speak to those issues today, and I think going to help put some of these things in a perspective that will make a lot of these pieces that seem to be separate kind of come together.
Well, he will. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I would encourage you to stay tuned. Of course, I'm out here in California this week with at a leadership conference, and the theme of the conference is preparing for the future. One of the points that's been emphasized is the idea that that those who are prepared for the future will prevail in the future. And so we've been involved with a number of different discussions throughout the past two or three days. The conference ends later on this evening, and the Lord willing, I will be on my way back to Pennsylvania tomorrow. But we have about 59 speakers out here, and dealing with all sorts of subjects in preparing for the future, from Islam to the millennials, to terrorism, to religious liberty, to marriage, to biblical economics. I mean, we've got so many subjects. And you can imagine having 59 preachers and teachers in the course of 3 or 4 days is almost a miraculous thing to do. But Jim Garlow is doing a very, very fine job in organizing the schedule and keeping people on schedule. At the end of the day yesterday, Sam, we were 9 minutes behind time. That's not too bad. You and I can get 9 minutes behind time in a 3-minute program, you know.
Well, no, that actually is very good. You know, Gary, we've put on conferences before with the American Pastors Network and have tried to really hold tight, and that's a lot of hard work, and it does not happen by accident, but it's critical, I think, if you're going to be able to keep something together. So I'm really glad. I know you and I have talked about a number of things that you've talked about. You spent a whole day on Islam, didn't you? If you could just share briefly, even with that, what was the highlight of the discussion of Islam from the standpoint of the discussion with pastors and church leaders? What was the walk away from that day-long session?
Well, we were on the whole day. The first day was entirely on Islam, and I think it was very, very interesting. And, you know, there was one thing that Victor Mordecai brought out, and he was, I believe, probably the best speaker that entire day. And he mentioned that we as Christians really do need to, number one, understand Islam. He said that every pastor has a responsibility to study Islam as much as he can and communicate what Islam believes to his congregation, because many people are confused on the subject. But you know, Sam, there was one particular point that he brought out that I found very interesting as well as very concerning, and that's the idea, and again, this is according to Victor Mordecai Avi Lipkin. He is a name he goes by here in the United States most of the time. But he basically said, Sam, that all Christian churches in America have Muslim spies planted in them.
Gary, I'm going to ask you, say that again. What did you just say there? I think that's critical.
It's critical. Victor Mordecai, Avi Lipkin, said that all Christian churches in America have Muslim spies. And, you know, in other words, what they do is that they claim to come to the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. They claim to be born again. They go through the baptism, membership classes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, join the church, but they are in there as spies. And they may not necessarily be Arab or anything along that line. They could be somebody who has just decided that they want to align themselves with Islam. They could be, a Caucasian. They could be an African-American. But they've aligned themselves with Islam, and they join themselves up with local churches as spies within those local churches. His statement was, every Christian church in America has such a Muslim spy. Now, I would think that that's pretty hard to prove. As I look at my own congregation, I don't know. You know, I was talking to my wife about that, and, it's hard to determine who that may or may not be. But the fact of the matter is, according to Victor Mordecai, most churches in this country have Muslim spies within them in order to find out what the churches, what the pastors are doing. There's a lot more that we learned about Islam that I'm certain that I'll share with you throughout the, not this program necessarily, but later on when I get back in the States. Because we're going to take a break right now, and when we come back, Jimmy DeYoung will be with us, and we'll be talking about a lot of very pertinent subjects, so we don't want you to go away. This is Stand in the Gap for Wednesday. On behalf of Sam Rohr, I'm Gary Dull. We'll be back with more right after this.
This is Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network, and I'm thrilled to announce that BJU Press, the Christian homeschool curriculum leader, has come alongside APN as a national sponsor of Stand in the Gap today. Together, we share a commitment to further a true biblical worldview and to follow Jesus' command to be salt and light to the culture. BJU Press provides academically sound educational materials designed to fully equip children for college and the workplace. As postmodern culture seeks to eliminate God from the classroom, BJU Press integrates biblical truth into curricula that's accurate, dependable, and exceeds all national academic standards. APN welcomes BJU Press as a national partner and sponsor of Stand in the Gap today. If you're a parent and want to find out more, visit BJU Press online at bjupresshomeschool.com or by calling 800-845-8255.
5731. Again, we at APM welcomes BJU Press as a national partner as together we work to instill Christian values in the generations to follow.
Deer might be fun to look at, but they can rub the bark off your trees overnight, creating thousands of dollars in damage. Ordinary tree wraps or stormwater pipe can't stand up to deer when they're rutting or in heat. Hi, I'm Jim Saunders, the creator of Tree Armor, the world's first and only spring-loaded tree guard. Tree Armor stands up to any buck, protecting young trees up to 4 inches thick from deer rubbing as well as power tools. It's infused with a natural cayenne pepper scent that repels deer before they can do damage to your trees. It's brown and almost invisible from a short distance, and Tree Armor is the only tree guard made in America, using only EPA-approved vinyl, free of lead and heavy metals found in other imported products. Tree Armor is not available in stores, but you can buy it from the manufacturer at a huge discount. Go to our website, mytreearmor.com, and buy as many as you need from about $3 each. We even pay the postage. That's mytreearmor.com to protect your trees.
From the Pennsylvania Family Institute, I'm Michael Gear with today's Family Update. Pennsylvania's General Assembly once again is looking at a possible expansion of gambling to try and meet budget shortfalls. This time around, the proposal is to legalize online gambling, which, as one senator said just last week, it would in effect put a slot machine in every home, even at 3 a.m. Well, first, government gambling revenues don't match the promises. You remember the property tax relief that Ed Rendell promised when legalizing casinos? Well, that hardly materialized. And as we predicted at that time, casino gambling would create nearly 300,000 gambling addicts statewide, causing crime, bankruptcy, family breakup, and suicide. The most recent survey shows we're at 280,000 addicted gamblers in Pennsylvania and climbing. Government-sponsored gambling is a bad idea, and adding to it is simply irrational. Find out more about this issue at our website at pafamily.org.
School property taxes are out of sight and going up almost every year. Even if you've paid off your mortgage, you haven't paid off the state of Pennsylvania. If you lose your job, you could lose your home too. But there is hope on the horizon. Harrisburg is considering a bill which will eliminate property taxes for school funding. It replaces it with a broad-based small increase in income taxes and sales taxes. This makes all Pennsylvanians responsible for school funding, not just property owners. Please join us at Montgomery County Community College in Pottstown on Thursday, June 25th at 7 p.m. for a town hall meeting to discuss how we can fully fund our schools without taxing people out of their homes. Town hall meeting, Montgomery County Community College in Pottstown on Thursday, June 25th at 7 p.m. Admission is free.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and stand in the gap today.
Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Stand in the Gap Today. And as we mentioned in the last segment, I'm out here in California, San Diego, as a matter of fact, to attend a leadership conference, and there in the Philadelphia area. And Dave Kistler, our colleague, is over in Israel. So we are sort of scattered abroad today. But nevertheless, we are here with you, and we are delighted to have you there by the radio. And of course, as we mentioned before we went into the break, we have with us today Dr. Jimmy DeYoung, who is the host of Prophecy Today. And I'm just going to ask Sam, if he would, to introduce Jim and welcome Jimmy to our program. Sam?
Gary, absolutely. We are thrilled to have Jimmy DeYoung. He's the host of Prophecy Today. Many folks probably who are listening here have heard of him. perhaps follow him on his TV and radio program. And I've been able to interview him a number of times in the past. Really respect him. And as we said in the first part of the program, that I think Jimmy brings a biblical and prophetic filtered perspective of what's happening around the world. And we're going to talk about that and with him just a minute. But Jimmy, we are thrilled to death to have you on Staying in the Gap today with us. Thanks for being with us.
Sam, I'm just enjoying the opportunity to listen to the broadcast. I was eavesdropping on what you and Gary were talking about. And let me just add this before we get into you questioning me. I believe 100% in what was said, that the church needs to be telling its congregants what Islam really is. In fact, to prove that, last evening, I'm here in North Carolina, in the Raleigh, North Carolina area. I was speaking to a church, and I spoke on the title, Ishmael's Islamic Invasion. And I talked about Islam, and I was conveying the entire what the Word of God has to say about where it came from, what it is today, what it is going to do in the future. So I agree. Just let me add this other caveat. The church also needs to be very careful, since there are supposedly Muslim spies in the church. The church is using a number of Muslim converts without allowing them to mature, to know for sure they are truly Muslim converts. And I could mention a number of them. We won't use the names right now. But you've got to be careful, because part of the tenet of the entire Islamic religiosity or philosophy is that we can lie to accomplish our ultimate goal. So I think that not only should we watch out for those spies that are Muslim in the churches that have supposedly converted or come to Christianity, we ought to be very careful of these big stars that are traveling around the countryside and talking about Islam and their conversion to Christianity. They could be lying. In fact, one of them that I could mention is using the Quran over the Bible and says the Bible doesn't understand. Here's what the Quran says. And that's what he's trying to talk about. So that was a great exhortation from out there in California, and I want to just put an amen to it.
Well, Jimmy, thank you so very much. And I would just tell our listeners, this is all the more reason. We on this program, we talk about the issues of the day from a biblical and constitutional perspective. And just what Jimmy said right there, man, what Gary said, I asked him to repeat it. You mean to tell me really that that is true? But it all goes back to what we have to do within the body of Christ. I mean, when we put someone in position of leadership, we are to evaluate them to make sure that they're not novices, let alone imposters. And so this is a big deal. But Jimmy, we could spend a whole program on this, but I want to switch gears now. Thank you for that emphasis, but I want to take us to the...
Sam, before we switch gears...
All right, Gary, jump in. Go ahead.
Just let me run in neutral here for just a minute with Jimmy there. Jimmy, you know, we've been hearing about these Muslims who have been coming to Christ as a result of seeing a vision of the Lord Jesus and so forth and so on. My question to you, and of course we do want to segue to the issues that have been before us here, but my question to you is, do you think that there's any truth to that, or is that fallacy? Could that be a plan that Islam itself has come up with to infiltrate into the local churches around the world and in America?
Jimmy, did you hear that question?
I did not hear him at all.
Okay. All right. Gary, we got a problem technically in that Jimmy was not able to hear your question there, so we'll have to change it here slightly. But what Gary asked you a question there, Jimmy, was this. Do you think that perhaps even the mere statement that there is a plant perhaps within each of the churches itself is a fallacy or a strategy of Islam just to put Christians and churches at large off stride?
Well, again, as Gary was saying, we don't know. We can't have tangible evidence that indeed it is the case. But when you look at the philosophy itself, it seems it would be one of the ways that they would operate. So, again, whether we can confirm it or deny it, we are not able to do. But I think we need to live in light of the fact that could be the case. It's not going to harm anything to possibly being circumspect in everything we do as it relates to the local churches. And again, I just emphasize Gary and Avi Lipkum, who I just, by the way, saw in Jerusalem, Israel the other day. They are correct. We need to teach the body of Christ about Islam. Now, we don't need to go into all the details. We don't need to be able to interpret the Quran. But we need to give them the tenets. We need to give them the five pillars of the Islamic faith. The fact is that they have an eschatology. This is key for the body of Christ to recognize. It's the world in which we are living. It's reality, and it is prophetic as well.
All right, Jimmy, let's hold it right there before we get into this other break here. I want to go to Europe. Front page news. I mean, it's all over the news today. A number of things. Russia at the gate of engagement, World War III with NATO. There is NATO and the U.S., European Union, putting equipment on the borders with Russia. There's this whole thing has been swirling around, a lot of it around Ukraine. And I want to go to Greece in a minute, but let's hold that for a second with what's happening in Greece. But put into effect, what is happening in Europe? Is it an unfolding plan, or is it just, are we just seeing a little proxy pushing back between the East and the West, Europe, U.S., Russia on the East, happened to centering in Ukraine. Put some of this in perspective, please, would you, please?
Well, Sam, this is so prophetic, it's unbelievable, because when you study the Word of God, when you understand the origins of Russia, you have to go back to the 10th chapter of the book of Genesis. And after the flood, chapter 9 of Genesis, the Lord told Noah and his three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, to be fruitful, multiply, and repeople the earth. Now the sons of Japheth were Magog, Meshach, Tubal, Gomer, and Togarmah. And 4,500 years ago, these young men raised a family, taught them a new language, and went to a piece of geography to establish a nation. In this period of time, 4,500 years ago, that was the origins of all nations. Magog went north of the Black Sea. He went to a piece of real estate we know today as Russia. But wait a minute, it included the Ukraine as well. If you study biblical historic geography, you'll recognize that's a fact. In fact, the Ukraine is the fatherland for Russia. The king of the Ukraine sent his crown prince son over to St. Petersburg. They established Russia. So the Ukraine has always been a part of Russia in ancient history. Today, Vladimir Putin moved in after the Olympics last summer, captured Crimea. He needed it as a warm water port. And what is so interesting about that, that warm water port, which would allow his naval operations, militarily I'm talking about, and his commercial naval operations to go towards the Mediterranean and then to the waterways of the world, Black Sea is a landlocked piece of water, except for the Bosphorus, which comes out of the Black Sea there on the border at the coastal northern area of Turkey. By the way, I was just in Istanbul on a hotel right beside the Bosphorus. We realized what it meant to what end-time prophecy calls for, because you understand the only way to get out of the Black Sea is through the Bosphorus, and the state of Turkey, biblically, is known as Meshach, Tubal, Gomer, and Togarmah. So this is all prophetic as we see it coming together. And NATO, of course, was established for the purpose of holding the Russian continent at bay so they couldn't do what they're doing today. This thing is about to break up. It's a cinder box. I've got to tell you, with the United States moving military armament into these areas as well, this thing could explode, and that's what Bible prophecy calls for.
Well, Jimmy, we're going to have, we got about a, you're going to hear some music in a little bit come in, and then we'll have to go away for a break. But a very quick comment on this. Are we going to see actually the European Union and NATO come into a stronger position, or are we going to see them weaken as a result of what's taking place?
I think the European Union has to take a stronger position. NATO is their military force as of today. They are working for their own military force, but NATO is representing the European Union states. They're up there. They're getting very strong, beating their chest. This thing, European Union, NATO has to take on Russia.
All righty. Hold on there, Gary.
Okay, well, we are delighted to have Jimmy DeYoung with us. And so, ladies and gentlemen, take a break. guarantee that what Jimmy has to say is extremely interesting and very, very important to us prophetically. So don't go away. We will be back with more with Jimmy DeYoung right after these messages. This is Stand in the Gap Today for your Wednesday afternoon.
Kings or Parliament could not give the rights essential to happiness. We claim them from a higher source, from the King of Kings and Lord of all the earth. They are not annexed to us by parchments and seals. They are created in us by the decrees of Providence which establish the law of our nature. They are born with us, exist with us, and cannot be taken from us by any human power without taking our lives. A quote from John Dickinson, 1804.
News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. There are not enough Iraqi boots on the ground fighting Islamic State terrorists, according to Defense Secretary Ash Carter.
Of the 24,000 Iraqi security forces we had originally envisioned training at our four sites by this fall, we've only received enough recruits to be able to train about 7,000.
He spoke to the House Armed Services Committee. A man stopped from attacking an Air Force base has died of gunshot wounds.
Larry McElroy was shot Monday by guards outside the main gate of the Little Rock Air Force Base in Arkansas after he drove his SUV into a curb, struck a sign, then got out of the vehicle holding a rifle. Police say McElroy had a history of hallucinating and being paranoid, claiming to a Pulaski County Sheriff's deputy back in January he found spying devices from that Air Force Base inside his home.
Fox News Radio's Dave Anthony. That man died at a hospital last night. Fox News, we report. You decide.
Father's Day is a great time to consider God's role as father. As a father of six and grandfather to nine, I've thought much about my role, and this I've learned. The more we men emulate God, the Heavenly Father, the better the husband and father will be. I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network. As our fatherhood model, God's the wise father, the great counselor and comforter. He's just, kind, merciful, and patient. He instructs and guides, protects and shields. He firmly disciplines but loves unconditionally. He loves so much he gave his son, the perfect sacrifice to save our souls. He's the humble servant, yet the greatest leader. He's the model in every way of what an earthly father should be. To you, fathers and grandfathers, I ask, how much do you resemble God the Father? Remember, you are the picture of God to your wife and children. What view of God do they have? I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network, asking you, my fellow fathers, this Father's Day, to think about this.
Sign up as a partner at papastors.net.
Working for your liberty right here in Philadelphia. Broadcasting freedom shining light throughout the tri-state area. Streaming freedom shining light from Philly to the nations. 1180 shining forth, we are the Freedom Station. WFYN.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and Stand in the Gap Today.
Well, welcome back. This is Sam Rohr and Gary Dahl in California. I'm here in Pennsylvania at the home station, and Our guest today is Dr. Jimmy DeYoung, host of Prophecy Today. Jimmy, we're talking about Europe, Russia, European Union, revolving around Ukraine before we went into the second half, and you were talking at that point about Ukraine actually prophetically being a part of the original Russia from that perspective. So let me bear down on that issue just a little bit. Do you therefore expect Russia to have a full-scale invasion of Ukraine? Do you think that Ukraine is going to therefore of necessity have to come back under full control of Russia? Or could Russia be satisfied with the East and Crimea to the South and still fulfill biblical prophecy?
I think the latter is what we're going to see happen, Sam. All that Vladimir Putin wants is control. Remember, it was his man who was the president of the Ukraine before they had that revolution in Kiev and brought him down. He ran in for safety into Russia. Vladimir Putin realizes that the Ukraine is a buffer zone between the European Union and this nation of Russia. That was so when Napoleon tried to go over and take over Russia, when the Nazi regime under Hitler, they went and killed 10 million Russians. The buffer zone didn't help at that point in time. But Vladimir Putin, a very smart man, he knows what needs to be done. So he wants at least a neutral Ukraine, but he does need those coastal cities from the border of Russia over to Crimea, as you said, since that's their warm water port. He doesn't mm-hmm. want to transport all of his military armament, his commercial supplies across the waters into Crimea. So they want those coastal cities on the Black Sea, and that's basically the eastern part of the Ukraine. That's what they're working for right now. And in fact, there are Russian soldiers on that Ukrainian border with Russia that are ready to go in at the direct order from Vladimir Putin. I think he just wants the coastal city so he can have a land bridge from Russia over to Crimea and his warm water port.
Okay, thank you. Now, we at the American Pastors Network are active in working in Ukraine. And with the government, they're helping the pastors. They're helping to bring biblical principles by their request into their constitution. We don't know where that's going to go, but we know that there's a portion there that's working itself out. So we're on that thread, and I'd like to bear down on that a little bit later if I could with you. But I want to go down south to Greece. Greece is in the headline news of the day. And they have been for many months, threatening, frankly, the stability of the entire world monetary system. But they owe the International Monetary Fund, the European Union, a lot of money. They say today they cannot pay it back. They don't know what's going to happen. Russia is down there talking to Greece. The suspicion is that perhaps Greece could go towards Russia and have Russia bail them out, I think, which would probably make Putin very happy. What do you think is going to take place there with Greece? Are they going to default? If they default and leave the European Union, does that threaten the European Union? Do we see them perhaps aligning with Russia and strengthening their position? Fill in details on that, please.
Well, there's a lot of questions you just threw at me there,
I know.
Sam. First of all,
I know.
I believe Greece has to be a part of the old Roman Empire, the revived Roman Empire. So ultimately, according to Bible prophecy, which is an absolute, they're going to stay a part of what is the European Union, the infrastructure for the revived Roman Empire. I know that Russia is flirting with trying to assist Greece, but look at Greece at this point in time. Their newly elected leader is so liberal, it's unbelievable, number one. And number two, he formed a coalition with the right-wing element, the Nazi element, of the Grecian body politic, and they're involved in the parliament, and they formed the coalition. And he's playing such hardball, it's ridiculous. He's saying, look, we're not going to get rid of any of our giveaways, and we're not going to pay you, so what are you going to do about it? I do not believe, and I'm not an economic genius of any type at all, but I do not believe that if Greece pulls out of the Eurozone, and remember the Eurozone is not all the members of the European states, the European Union, that's 28 member states. I think it's about 17 or 18 members that are in the Eurozone. It's not going to destroy the Eurozone. The Eurozone is really pretty strong. And to tell you the truth, if they get rid of that debt burden that Greece has, and they'll have to have that a part of the Eurozone. It'll only strengthen the Eurozone, in my opinion. Ultimately, the Grecians are going to have to get right. They're going to have to pay their debts. You spend the money, you go into debt, you got to pay the debts. That's the way it is around the world. That's the way it is in my family. So they're going to have to do that, and I think it's going to be the fact is, ultimately, it's going to work out, and Greece will continue to be a part of the European Union. They have to be a part of the revived Roman Empire. Russia's the other element. There are two major powers coming to place right now, which are all totally prophetically biblical. The fact is, Russia and its leadership in Ezekiel 38, Psalm 83, Daniel chapter 11, that alignment of nations that will go against the Jewish state of Israel, that's led by Magog, which is Russia today. And then you have the revived Roman Empire, the other major power that's going to come to power. They're both going to come to power at the beginning of the tribulation period. They're going to be fighting for leadership. Ultimately, we know Ezekiel 38 says that this coalition of nations with Russia will be wiped out. The revived Roman Empire will continue on, be headquartered in Rome, Italy, headquarters of the false religion and the false governmental activities from which the Antichrist will come from.
All right. Well, that walks us perfectly into the next step. We're talking primarily a lot of the economic things and a lot of what's swirling around there. You know, Ukraine, they're broke. International Monetary Fund, the Central Bank of Europe, the Federal Reserve, Greece. All this stuff we're talking about are economic things. But within all of this, there is a religious thread. Putin himself, Russian Orthodox, refers to that often. And then I want to bring into this situation right here today. Headline news is actually leaks, I would suppose you would say, from an encyclical that the Pope Francis is supposed to make tomorrow, in which he is stating he's going to come forth and talk about global warming and that we have to tackle this. And he's calling here, quote, he's calling for a new global political authority tasked with, quote, tackling the reduction of pollution, the development of poor countries and regions, end quote. There have been things prior to that. Pope Benedict before us talked in effect about wanting a super UN to deal with the world's economic problems and injustices. There's a lot more I could go about what the Pope is talking about, but it is really way out there and has put himself at odds with a lot of folks in Washington and a lot of Catholic folks themselves who are saying, wait a minute. Put this into the mix, Jimmy. What is the Pope doing, and are we seeing an aligning here of the economic, the political, and the religious coming together here?
Well, you certainly are, and that's a page out of Bible prophecy, Sam. I've got to tell you, I look at mostly the Middle East and what's happening in there, but I'm also now becoming very aware of the fact that economics is going to play a major, major role in the end-time scenario that's found in God's Word. The Pope made a statement about global warming. Let me tell everybody there's no such thing. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 16 says, by him, by Jesus Christ, was everything created. Verse 17 says, by him everything is held in control. So unless Jesus has gone to sleep or disappeared, there's going to be no effect from economic warming in this world. So just relax about that. But the fact that the Pope is calling for a world global body to help brain our entire world with all the global economic crisis that we're having coming together, that's a page indeed from the Word of God. Remember, the Antichrist comes on the scene. That would be the book of Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 and 17 says, everybody's going to have a mark on the forehead or the back of a hand to be able to buy or sell. That's an economic structure put in place by a satanic leader to help bring some kind of resolve out of this economic crisis we're having. So the precursor then for the Antichrist appearing has to be this economic crisis. That's what we're seeing. You see China and Russia calling for a common currency. That's going to be available at that time in history. Everything is coming so quickly, Sam, for the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. I can hardly keep up with it, and I'm sure glad that you are doing it with the guys you're working with and the radio broadcast you're doing.
Well, Jimmy, that's the same problem for us. It is so fast, and so I'm going to go to here. We're going to break here in just a little bit. Could you stay with us for the balance of this hour? Is that possible?
I'll be able to do that.
Okay. Let me get into this then. That being the case, I wanted to ask you about that. China and Russia are, in fact, working together, along with India and the BRIC nations, they call them, Brazil, Russia, India, and China, in order to dislodge the U.S. dollar in our supremacy with our dollar position. Is that a direct factor into what we're talking about here as well, prophetically?
It certainly is. And by the way, the United States is helping that all come together with the economic crisis we're in under President Obama.
It's very interesting, isn't it, Jimmy? So thanks for staying with us. Folks, you're listening to Stand in a Gap today. Gary Dahl, Sam Rohr, our guest, Jimmy DeYoung, host of Prophecy Today. And we're talking about the issues of the day in Europe primarily. We're going to come back and pursue this a bit more. And we're going to end up, if we can, going down into Israel, because I want to know what's happening in Israel on the Temple Mount. And Jimmy can bring us up to date on that. So stay with us, folks. Stand in the Gap today. This is Sam Rohr. We will be right back right after these announcements.
As Christian financial advisors, we hold a biblical worldview and teach stewardship as a lifestyle. For over 30 years, we have taught families how to apply God's Word to our daily lives. Our three-day stewardship lifestyle seminars are held in Bible-teaching churches across America. We go far beyond basic budgeting and dig into the meat of Scripture. We believe that principle without application often lead to frustration. This is Roy Russell with the Life Financial Group in Douglasville. We are just west of Pottstown on Route 422. Visit our website or read our weekly blog at thelifegroup.org. There you'll find videos and PowerPoints for our ministry to the local church. In addition to investing and actively managing over $100 million, we prepare hundreds of tax returns for believers around the area. Come in for a second opinion and see how a biblical worldview can positively affect your investing and financial planning. Call us at 610-385-4500. That's 385-4500, or on the web at thelifegroup.org.
Securities offered through Genius Wealth Management, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Deer might be fun to look at, but they can rub the bark off your trees overnight, creating thousands of dollars in damage. Ordinary tree wraps or stormwater pipe can't stand up to deer when they're rutting or in heat. Hi, I'm Jim Saunders, the creator of Tree Armor, the world's first and only spring-loaded tree guard. Tree Armor stands up to any buck, protecting young trees up to 4 inches thick from deer rubbing as well as power tools. It's infused with a natural cayenne pepper scent that repels deer before they can do damage to your trees. It's brown and almost invisible from a short distance, and Tree Armor is the only tree guard made in America using only EPA-approved vinyl, free of lead and heavy metals found in other imported products. Tree Armor is not available in stores, but you can buy it from the manufacturer at a huge discount. Go to our website, mytreearmor.com, and buy as many as you need from about $3 each. We even pay the postage. That's mytreearmor.com to protect your trees.
History was made on today's date. Stay tuned for an American Minute with Bill Federer.
Don't shoot until you see the whites of their eyes was the order given this day, June 17, 1775, by Colonel William Prescott to the colonial troops defending Bunker Hill. They were aiming at the wall of 2,300 British soldiers marching toward them from the Boston Harbor in their bright red uniforms with bayonets fixed. Twice the Americans repelled them till they ran out of gunpowder. Over 1,000 British died and 500 Americans. Colonel Prescott wrote, "Let us all be of one heart and stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free."
This has been an American Minute with Bill Federer. For a free transcript, call American Minute at 1-888-USA-WORD.
Chris Christie will be there. Scott Walker will be there. Rick Santorum will be there. You need to be there. The Northeast Republican Leadership Conference at the Sheraton Philadelphia Downtown Hotel, June 18th through the 20th. Meet the top Republican candidates for president right here in Philly. Sign up at 2015leadership.gop. That's 2015leadership.gop. The Northeast Republican Leadership Conference. You can't miss it. Paid for by the Republican Party of Pennsylvania, not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
Ronald Reagan once said, "Politics is not a bad profession. If you succeed, there are many rewards. If you disgrace yourself, you can always write a book."
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and stand in the gap today.
Well, welcome back. This is Sam Rohr and Gary Dahl. Gary's in California. I'm here in Pennsylvania. And our guest today is Dr. Jimmy Jiang, host of Prophecy Today. We're making a whirlwind trip on this program, folks, through Europe, and we're going to head down into the Middle East here right now and trying to put this together in a quick fashion of the prophetical components of this puzzle that's quickly coming together. Jimmy, I'd like to go back to our pickup, our discussion about the Pope. The Pope is putting this encyclical out tomorrow. There's a lot that he has contained in here from talk about global warming and calling for a world power to take and put the pieces together to all kinds of things. However, he has also, as this Pope has, on a number of occasions, been meeting with political leaders. He met with the Castro folks in Cuba before President Obama relaxed relations with them. He has met on an occasion or two with Islamic leaders in the Middle East. And not too long ago, we covered it on this program, he came out and called for a Palestinian homeland and really was not overly positive about the leaders of Israel. So let's look at what's happening here. What is the involvement of the Pope? Why is he, do you think, getting involved in sitting down with Islamic leaders, other religious leaders, and trying to pull together, I don't know what, put it in perspective. What's he trying to pull together here? What's up?
Well, he is a man who's a Jesuit. He's the first Jesuit to ever be named Pope and head up the Catholic Church. The Jesuits, founded in the 1500s, were founded for the purpose of overthrowing the Reformation. They want to bring everybody under Catholicism. That's their ultimate goal. And so as a Jesuit himself, Pope Francis has that in mind. You were talking about meeting with some of the Islamic leaders endorsing a Palestinian state. By the way, there has never, ever in all of history been a Palestinian state. We believe that lie, and it's been told to us so much we now do believe it. But Mahmoud Abbas, president of the Palestinian Authority, had an audience with the Pope at that same time that he came out endorsing a Palestinian state, and he said that Mahmoud Abbas was the angel of peace. Now, that is totally contradictory to reality. Mahmoud Abbas was the number two man for Yasser Arafat, and when he became president of the Palestinian Authority, everybody said that was Yasser Arafat in a business suit. Remember, Arafat always wore a military uniform with a pistol on his side. Mahmoud Abbas is as bad a terrorist as you've ever seen any place in the world, and to call him an angel of peace is ridiculous. But at the same time, you got to remember, I'm not saying, I'm going to make it definite, I am not saying that the Pope is going to be the Antichrist. But I am saying that what is happening in Rome, Italy, Rome will be the next major city in Bible prophecy. After the rapture of the church, moving into the tribulation period, Rome becomes the headquarters for a false religion established in Babylon, chapter 17, verse 5. Babylon, the mother of all harlots. It'll be the whore church. It'll be headquartered in Rome, Italy. In addition to that, the revived Roman Empire, i.e. the infrastructure, the European Union, which is headquartered in Brussels, Belgium now, it's going to move its headquarters to Rome as well. So you'll have a religious entity, a political entity, headquartered both in Rome, Italy, and that will be the center of the earth for the first 3.5 years of the tribulation period. So everything the Pope is doing is helping to set that stage to come about better and to focus every single day. And the fact is that what he's doing, siding with the Palestinians over Israel, is a part of what's going to take place as well. The Palestinians date back to Esau. There's a war that's been going on for 4,000 years. It will not be resolved until the return of Jesus Christ. That's the book of Obadiah. But you'll see all of these things in the Middle East heating up as they are. And Hamas, which is a part of the Palestinian body politic, Hezbollah, part of the Iranian body politic, they're at the south and northern ends of Israel. They're going to start to squeeze Israel. The Pope is playing right into this with these meetings with Islamic leaders, Palestinian leaders, etc.
So, Jimmy, in reality, I mean, I've commented many times on this program and others that our own president and the role the United States is playing, that at the end of the day, if one would look back and say, all right, what has this president done more than anything else? I have felt that in essence, God is using him to align the nations for God's Christ's return. So, and you may agree with that or not, but in the sense of all what you're talking about, the Pope taking a major role because of his influence around the world. But really, what's happening is that whether it's Vladimir Putin or the European Union or our president or Middle Eastern leaders, really all of them are actually working together, not intentionally, but working out God's greater plan for what is to come about. Would you phrase it that way, or how would you describe it?
Absolutely. You're talking about our president. He's setting this stage in this world for the Bible prophetic scenario to be fulfilled. Somebody asked me the other day, is Barack Obama the Antichrist? I said, no, but he's the precursor for the Antichrist. And he's doing everything in his policies in the Middle East, in his economic policies, in every single thing he's doing. And one of the things that most concerns me is his endorsement of same-sex marriage and all the sodomatic activities that are taking place. The Word of God says in Luke 17, as it was in the days of Lot. And that's what it's going to be like in the days with the coming of the Lord. Sodomy's running rampant across the world. So everything we see, Sam, coming together is a part of that overall big plan found in Bible prophecy. And one of the reasons that I think we ought to be studying Bible prophecy is the ancient Jewish prophets up to 2,500 years ago were pre-writing history, laying all this out. When you read what the scriptures say, and then in light of that look at current events, we have no other decision to make than to say, hey, wow, this is it, and that's exactly what you just said.
And Jimmy, and that's exciting, and I'm going to break it right now here with you. Tell our listeners, if they want to come and follow more about what Dr. Jimmy Young is doing in prophecy today, give them a site to go to, whatever you want to ask our listeners to do here.
All right, that would be prophecytoday.com. Prophecytoday.com. Go to our website. It'll give you all the information about everything we're doing. Our prophecy bookstore has many materials that will help you understand what we're looking at, these current events, in light of biblical prophecy. Again, that's prophecytoday.com.
Jimmy, thanks for being with us today. We want to have you back, and hopefully you'll be back with us, because this was just a teaser, I think, for people who are listening today. There's a lot more to go over fresh every day. Thanks for being with us today.
You're certainly welcome, Sam. Keep looking up. Jesus is coming. It could be today.
Amen. That's exactly correct. Well, Gary, going to go back to you in California. You've been listening there. Any comments here on what we've just gone over with these issues with Jimmy DeYoung?
Just absolutely amazing to realize where we are prophetically speaking, you know. I mean, I can remember years ago going to prophecy conferences or hearing pastors preach on prophecy about the Antichrist and how he is developed forth and so on, and just to see all this coming together today is fantastic. Sam, we are living in serious times, but also we are living in very, very exciting times.
Yes, we
are. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank you for joining us today on Stand in the Gap Today. Tomorrow will be a special program with David Du, and then, of course, we will be back again with you live on Friday. And so until then, on behalf of Sam Rohr and Dave Kistler in Israel, I'm Kerry Dahl saying keep looking up, because we know the best is yet to come.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to Stand in the Gap today with Sam Rohr, Gary Dahl, and David Kistler. Brought to you by the American Pastors Network. Every day on this station, we address the most urgent issues undermining the culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. APN takes seriously the command to be salt and light in this culture. Our mission is to declare truth into the public square, bringing a biblical worldview to the issues of the day. We seek to build a dynamic network of pastors across the nation who hold firmly to the authority of Scripture and boldly preach the whole counsel of God. This ministry is supported through the prayers and financial support of people like you, and we urge you to do all you can to help the American Pastors Network accomplish this mission. To learn more, visit www.AmericanPastorsNetwork.net and help us with your donation today. Find out how we're impacting the culture and how you can join in the mission. Join us again tomorrow for Stand in the Gap today.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. WFYL reminds you to pray for America.